Now, Alabama native singer-songsmith Tony Brook has been wearing the crowds across the US and Europe with his own brand of Alabama country blues rock for the past decade. He's opened for numerous massive acts like Willie Nelson and Ray Charles, and he's currently in Norfolk. And you have actually been billed as blues god, Tony Brook. How does that grab you, though? Do you like that, god?
Well, I guess people in Alabama don't get out much, you know. But I do what I can, though.
There's some great reviews. There was just one here from Freak Jams online. It said, I've had to modify the language so we could broadcast it on the BBC, you understand. It said, I just caught Tony Brook this past Saturday at Bourbon Street in Auburn, rocking the crowd as a powerful trio. The pub crawlers were pumped as he launched into a mix of hard-hitting originals and souped-up old-school covers. Tony has been rocking the scene down here in the South for as long as I can remember, and has brought his own brand of Alabama country blues rock to foreign lands as well. It goes on, like I said, very enthusiastic. So how long have you been in the business?
About 20 years. Mm-hmm. 20 years.
Yeah. You've certainly made a big noise in 20 years, then, haven't you?
Well, I've been lucky, I'll put it that way.
And we'll find out what you're doing here in Norfolk and why you're here. We'll do that in a moment.
I came over to see my friend over here, Yvette.
All right, Yvette.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we'll hear more about your trip over here after we've heard some of your music. What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Right Before the Dawn.
And it's all clean stuff? No terrible naughty lyrics anywhere?
No. Just all good.
All wholesome stuff.
Family-oriented.
Good. Take it away.
Staring at the ceiling, about to break a day. Thought I heard your voice calling, I thought I heard you say. Ain't no use rising, Lord knows there ain't nobody home. I guess that's why them hound dogs are crying right before the dawn. All along my bedroom, about 5:30, it's hard for me to see, babe, if I'm dead or if I'm alive. Ain't nothing right, try to tell myself there ain't nothing wrong. I guess that's why them hound dogs are crying right before the dawn. I had me a woman, sometimes we go right down south to the Gulf of Mexico. Ain't been back there, not since she been gone. I guess that's why them hound dogs are crying right before the dawn. I read them books on every page. I read the same old lines to show my age. If I was a wise man, you know what I'd say. We never was good at talking anyway. If I said I didn't love you, you know I lied. Ain't one thing, baby, we ain't done trying. I can't live with you, that runs chills down to the bone. I guess that's why them hound dogs are crying right before the dawn. Thank you. So I'm out on my bedroom, about to break a day. I thought I heard your voice calling, I thought I heard you say, ain't no use rising, Lord knows there ain't nobody home. I guess that's why them hound dogs are crying right before the dawn.
Tony Brook playing live at BBC Radio Norfolk for your listening pleasure this afternoon. The new album, by the way, is Gorilla. If you want to put Tony Brook into your search engine, you'll have all the details you wish. What are US audiences like when you're playing live compared to what you get here when you're playing?
They're much more rowdy, drunk. But I play mainly in the southeast, Alabama, Georgia, Panhandle, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, that area.
Can we get this image of it being quite laid back there?
And
in fact, that review I was reading out from Freak Jams, there was a bit here. Where does it go? If you see his name on the marquee, be ready to grab a cold one and get rowdy.
Yeah.
It says, try not to get into a barroom brawl, as this music will certainly get your blood boiling. Is that what happens?
It can get heated, especially this time of year. It's just hot there this time of year.
Anyway. Now, we're just wondering. I mean, here the police would be called. There'd be a piece of the newspaper, piece on the nightly news, piece on BBC Radio Norfolk if there's a fight breaks out. And, you know, a lot of people would say quite right, too. If a brawl breaks out in a bar where you're from, I mean, does it just get swept under the carpet? Is it just how life just goes on?
It's another day at the office.
Is it? Yeah. What was your upbringing like then?
I grew up in a Southern Baptist church environment down in South Alabama, and there was a lot of music around, a lot of black music and country blues and stuff like that, and it was a good place to grow up in that sense. So there wasn't a whole lot of culture there, I would say. It's pretty
so you just make
rural.
It up yourself.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a lot of black music, of course. I mean, if we look through the recent history books, we read a lot about racial tensions in that part of the United States and America. Were you certainly aware of that when you were growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I was right smack in the middle of all that when integration and everything was taking place, and it was a very crazy time to grow up. People were going crazy on both sides of the fence, you know. And I mean, when I grew up, you watch the nightly news on a black and white TV set, and you see George Wallace, and you see Martin Luther King, and then you see the Kennedys, you see Lyndon Johnson, and sooner or later they all get shot. You just think, you grow up thinking, well, I guess that's what you do. You don't like somebody, you shoot them. I don't know. But, I mean, it's just a very strange time to grow up, I think. But
isn't it great that much of that, I know there's still an element of it there. I mean, we'd be foolish to say there wasn't. But isn't it great now we live in a time where a lot of that has disappeared? I mean, it's just nice to see Cole and Carlaman in the studio talking about their rap music as well.
Absolutely.
And how there's an appetite for that music.
Absolutely.
This part of the world as well.
Absolutely.
So things have moved on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, people like to beat up on the South, but it's everybody down there gets along very, very well. I've been real fortunate to travel for a little redneck country boy from Alabama to travel around the world. I've done my share of it. And the South, I highly recommend anybody that goes to the United States, check out the South. It's a wonderful place.
How do you fit in when you go further up north, when you go to places like New York, Chicago, Boston? You're okay, eh?
I can fit in anywhere. Yeah. I have done it. Yeah.
Is there much rivalry between the states then? That'd be yes.
Yeah. I mean, nothing serious. There's a lot of good-hearted joking going on, I'd say. You know, it's people from up north don't know how to take people from down south, and you know, that kind of thing. I'm sure it's just like the Scots and the English, you know.
Do you know there is a lot in that, and even the north and the south in England itself, right. there is so people still talk about a divide, whether they like it or not. But I think there's still an element of it, and some part of me thinks, do you know, I think sometimes we need to hang on to our regional and local
Absolutely.
Identities.
Absolutely,
and there needs to be not hatred, but there needs to be a bit of friction there somewhere.
Well,
right,
yeah,
you know?
I think it all boils down to tradition. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
sweep tradition under the rug, then there's nothing really left to hang on to. You know,
it's like the English and the French as well. We don't, if you get some English people and some French people together, they don't actually hate each other. Not honestly, truthfully. They're delighted to meet each other. But it's just that old traditional rivalry.
Yeah.
You'll do us another song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What's this then?
I'll do you a song I wrote a long time ago. It's called Crossing Chain. It's kind of a love song, I guess.
All right, and you've got your mouth organ sorted out there as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I hope you don't mind me sending flowers to you, and I hope you don't mind the crossing chain, and I hope you don't mind me sending letters to you, 'cause it keeps me from going insane, going insane. Can't you see the way I feel by my troubled eye? Would you mind if I took your hand? What you see in a setting sun, though, is a burning sky. Little girl, I hope you understand. I hope you understand.
Tony Brook singing and playing live at BBC Radio Norfolk. I was just wondering, but when I was listening to that, that song just sort of reminds you of the expanse of some parts of America compared with, I suppose, some of the cramped conditions in many parts of Europe, certainly in certain parts of the UK. Do you feel that when you're out there in America? Do you actually get used to it?
Well, you're talking about like the different cultures of music.
No, just to expand the countryside. Just how huge America is.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's the UK. I guess you know is considered a lot smaller than the US, but you know, the whole of Europe's just right across the water there.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and like I said before, but. I've spent quite a bit of time in mainland Europe in years past, and so I really don't think of it like that at all, really. You know, I mean, I kind of categorize the U.S. as like the South, uh-huh. and then the Midwest, and the Northeast, and the West. You know, I really kind of consider it about four or five different.
It's just different countries altogether, isn't it?
Yeah,
different nations.
Yeah.
So, just remind us again, what brought you to Norfolk and how long you've been?
Well, I was. I've done some free shows over here to try to promote my new CD mm-hmm. and promote the music as well. And the city of Norwich has been great. Played a few places around here. I actually sat in with a band the other night called Out of the Blue at the Stanley and played at the Wild Man and the Brick Man.
Brickmakers,
I've hit some folk clubs, played on the streets, did a little busking and this, that, and that.
How was that, the busking? Did you enjoy it?
I learned a lot.
Share with us, Tony. What did you learn?
I learned if you got one of them little amplifiers they make a lot more money.
Do they really? Yeah.
But it was great. Great fun. It was a lot of fun. I haven't done any busking. I did some years back in New Orleans, and I haven't done any in a long time, but it was a lot of fun.
I rather suspect in somewhere like New Orleans, it's expected that people will be on the street providing music, and you throw them a dollar, if you can, a few cents. In the UK, I think certain parts of Norfolk we're used to it. Certainly King's Inn, parts of Great Yarmouth and Norwich, we like it, and it enhances our shopping experiences. But certain places, it's like you're wearing the Harry Potter cloak of invisibility.
Yeah, exactly.
They can hear a sound. They don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck with the album. That's where we've got to leave it for the time being. How long are you here for, by the way, in the UK?
I've got to fly out on the 27th of this month, and hopefully with some of the work I've done on this trip, maybe I can come back in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I was just thinking, 27th, that's a couple of weeks, Wednesday next week. Oh, see, I'm just wondering if we could get you back in again to do another couple
possibly
of songs.
Possibly do something next Tuesday afternoon.
Shall we have a look? See if we can get you in again?
Absolutely.
Just to do another couple of songs, that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
For now, though, Tony Brook, thank you very much. The album's called Gorilla. Put it into your search engine if you want to find out more about that. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
Steve.
Bye-bye. Thank you.